This is John Galt, and I came aboard to Reed in January 15th at Pearl Harbor. Came over on the President Hayes to Pearl with about 3 weeks boot camp. And then from there, our company was the first company out of San Diego after the war started, which December the 7th. When we got to Pearl Harbor, we seen still old fires that smoldered that never went out yet. But we went to over a destroyer tender. They put us aboard the USS Whitney. From the Whitney, they picked their sailors from that destroyer tender and sent them all over to different destroyers. I think there was about 20 of us who was assigned to the USS Reed 369. When we got to the Reed, they didn't have any bunks for us. Slept in camp hammocks. And from the hammocks, we eventually got a bed. But from then on, we started escort duty, went to Midway, stayed there about 3 days, came back to Pearl, then rendezvous with a bunch of cruisers and destroyers and LCIs, large slow targets. And from there, we started convoying these people over to the Buna, New Guinea. We went through all New Buna, New Guinea. Went to Lae, Fitchhaven. And it seems like every time you turn around, there was always a lot of noise or explosions or shooting. And people would got so, what's the use of going to bed? We're going to have general quarters any day or any minute. And we did that for about 6 months up around New Guinea. And then we went to Guadalcanal. And they decided to do a little shelling down there after the Marines and Army landed. And there was a base down there, Tulagi, and Savo Mountain set out in the middle of it. The Japs set out there awake, submarines. They sunk 3 Australian cruisers down there in a matter of a few months. Then after we got done with that, they started a task force up in Aleutians. And we went up to Alaska, up to Kiska. And we sailed around in the fog and rain and the wind and everything else on the Bering Sea, and it was so darn rough that people just couldn't even walk the deck. They just crawled. And we got up there and went to four over is the line of Kiska, Alaska, and that was the four north end of it. We started firing early in the morning. They had an airplane out there, and Howlett trying to direct the flight in on our shells where they was going. They said, "We're doing fine, just keep sending them on in." So we fired all day long. Each gun, I know, blowed up at least 500 shells, rounds. And we was floating way out of high water line when we left. We couldn't find out they was going to replace all of our ammunition. Got rid of a bunch of old, I guess it was. And they wanted to dump it somewhere, and we put it on the Japs. And then they invaded it, and the time they invaded it, the Japs was all gone. But then a PBY came over and said they found a submarine over there at Cold Harbor. And they needed a volunteer sub to come over there, or destroyer, to get it. And we went over there, and that's when Well, I think we dropped around 27 depth charges on him before he came up out of the water. And then we took 5 prisoners off of that. But during fighting up in New Guinea, we shot some planes down, and then we went over there to rescue some pilots, and they refused to get into the whale boat. We had one of them just tormented us. He got out there on one side of the boat, and we get ready to get him, and he'd dive under and come up the other side. And he was playing with us for quite a while. And the captain said, either do something with that man or get him aboard. And when they left, well, I didn't hear no more. Splashing around out there. I don't know who shot him, but somebody killed him. And from then on, I got off the ship about 3 or 4 months before she went down. And outside that, I think the rest of my shipmates told you the rest of the stories.
Yes.
And this might be just interviewing me is just like going through all the rest of them. They probably all got the same stories.
Now you've added some good stuff.
Maybe in good order or better order. I don't know. I'm not much of a speaker. I don't like telephones. I don't talk on